Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain is a memory bank. It's a record of everything you've learned and experienced to this moment. We could say that your brain is a record or an artifact of the past. So most people, when they wake up in the morning and they start their day, a brand new day where there's so many different possibilities, the first thing they do is they get their brain working and they start activating circuits in their brain that are connected to memories of the past. So they think about the problems in their life, and those problems are connected to certain people and certain things and certain times and places. And every one of those problems then has an emotion associated with them. So if thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of your body, and how you think and how you feel creates a state of being, if you're living by familiar and same thoughts and you're feeling the same emotions, and emotions are a record of the past, we could say that most people wake up in the morning and their entire state of being is in the past, in the familiar past. Now, every thought has a frequency. Every thought produces an energy. So we could say then, from a quantum perspective, you're thinking the same known thoughts the majority of the time that are producing the same frequencies. So then the same frequency is the same energy, and your life shouldn't change. And the only way your life can change is to change your energy. And nobody changes until they change their energy.
Most people then, they have that vision of the future, but they give up on that vision because in order for them to arrive at that vision, they have to do something. They have to think differently. They have to act differently. They have to feel differently. And it's so much easier to make the same choice every single day. And the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable, because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity than take a chance and possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. They'd rather believe in their past instead of believe in their future. It's so much more important, though, to romance your future instead of romance your past. And I think if people understood that they could actually arrive at it. I think many people have done this already in their life. I think everybody at least once in their life has done something great. And when they did something great, they just made up their mind. And they made a decision in that moment to do something or to change with such firm intention that the amplitude of energy in making that choice caused their body to respond to their mind. That the choice that they were making to change became a moment in time that they would never forget. And the stronger the emotion they felt in order to change, the more they remembered the choice. And we could say then that they're giving their body a taste of the future emotionally, and they're literally aligning to that destiny. We discovered that if you keep doing that every day, somehow you'll arrive at that destiny, and your biology will literally begin to change to look like you're living in a different life.
To change, then, is to be greater than your environment, to be greater than the conditions in your world, and the environment is that seductive. So then, why is meditation the tool? Well, let's sit down, let's close our eyes, let's disconnect from your outer environment. So if you're seeing less things, there's less stimulation going to your brain. If you're playing soft music or you have earplugs in, less sensory information coming to your brain, so you're disconnecting from your environment. If you can sit your body down and tell it to stay like an animal, Stay right here. I'm going to feed you when we're done. You can get up and check your emails. You can do all your texts. But right now, you're going to sit there and obey me. So then, when you do that properly, and you're not eating anything or smelling anything or tasting anything, you're not up experiencing and feeling anything, you would have to agree with me that you're being defined by a thought, right? So when the body wants to go back to its emotional past, and you become aware that your attention is on that emotion, and where you place your attention is where you place your energy, you're siphoning your energy out of the present moment into the past, and you become aware of that, and you settle your body back down in the present moment, because it's saying, well, it's 8 o'clock, you normally get upset because you're in traffic around this time, and here you are sitting, and we're used to feeling anger, and you're off schedule. Oh, it's 11 o'clock, and you usually check your emails and judge everybody. Well, the body's looking for that predictable chemical state. Every time you become aware that you're doing that and your body is craving those emotions and you settle it back down into the present moment, you're telling the body it's no longer the mind, that you're the mind. And now your will is getting greater than the program. And if you keep doing this over and over again, over and over again, over and over again, just like training a stallion or a dog, it's just going to say, I'm going to sit. And the moment that happens, when the body's no longer the mind, when it finally surrenders, there's a liberation of energy. We go from particle to wave, from matter to energy, and we free ourselves from the chains of those emotions that keep us in the familiar past. And we've seen this thousands of times. In fact, we can actually predict it now on a brain scan. But if you start understanding what you're doing and why you're doing it, and the stronger the emotion you feel, the more you're going to pay attention to the picture in your mind. You begin to remember your future. You are branding that circuitry in your brain, and now you're emotionally conditioning your body into the future. Now, here's the side effect of that. If you can do that properly and become familiar with those states of mind and body, and you get up feeling like your future has already happened, I guarantee you, you're going to stop looking for it. The work is to be able to maintain that modified state of mind and body your entire day. You got to be able to sustain that state independent of your coworkers, independent of your boss, independent of your ex, independent of your finances, independent of the traffic. And if you're able to do that, you will begin to see the feedback in your life.
If you woke up every morning and you truly made time to think like this, if my personality creates my personal reality, and my personality is made of how I think, how I act, and how I feel. If I want to create a new personal reality, a new life, I'm going to have to change my personality. And most people try to create a new reality, a new personal reality, as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become someone else. So if you said, okay, let me not default and go unconscious to that 95% of who I am that's programmed. Let me become so conscious of the way I think. Let me become so aware of how I'm going to act today. Let me decide what emotions keep me connected to my past and bring me to a lower level of energy. Let me not go unconscious. If a belief is just a thought I keep thinking over and over again, what thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? And with attention and with intention, to begin to familiarize yourself with a new way of thinking. Meditation means to become familiar with. If you keep firing and wiring those circuits, you're going to begin to install the hardware. Repeat it enough times and it becomes a software program. That could be the new voice in your head that says, I can, it is possible.
People, when they have an event, what they do is they keep recalling the event because the emotions of stress hormones, the survival emotions, are saying, pay attention to what happened because you want to be prepared if it happens again. Turns out most people spend 70% of their life living in survival and living in stress. So they're always anticipating the worst case scenario based on a past experience. And they're literally, out of the infinite potentials in the quantum field, they're selecting the worst possible outcome and they're beginning to emotionally embrace it with fear. And they're conditioning their body into a state of fear. Do that enough times? Body has a panic attack without you. You can't even predict it because it's programmed subconsciously. So then you say to the person, why are you this way? And they'll say, I am this way because of this event that happened to me 15 or 20 years ago. And what that means from a biological standpoint, is that they haven't been able to change since that event. So then the emotions from the experience tend to give the body and the brain a rush of energy. So people become addicted to the rush of those emotions, and they use the problems and conditions in their life to reaffirm their limitation, so at least they can feel something. So now when it comes time to change, you say to the person, why are you this way? Well, every time they recall the event, they're producing the same chemistry in their brain and body as if the event is occurring, firing and wiring the same circuits and sending the same emotional signature to the body. Well, what's the relevance behind that? Well, your body is the unconscious mind. It doesn't know the difference between the experience that's creating the emotion and the emotion that you're creating by thought alone. So the body's believing is living in the same past experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so then when those emotions influence certain thoughts, and they do, and then those thoughts create the same emotions, and those same emotions influence the same thoughts, now the entire person's state of being is in the past. So then the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before, period. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, get ready, because it's going to feel uncomfortable.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.